Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a maniac, check my drawers. My clothes so much fresher than before. Yeah, I'm a maniac, check my drawers. It's a freshness like I've never smelled before.
Give Gain Flings with Oxy and Febreze a try instead of your regular liquid detergent. You'll be a maniac too.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
Exactly how change is
found. Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. On air now, guys, from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, I have a really great show for you tonight, okay? I also have an incredible guest co-host who I'm going to introduce first. So we all know him. He was an alumni here on WBNN, and he is the official Philadelphia Rocky impersonator. I nicknamed him the man of many faces. John Monforto, say hello to everyone.
Hey, yo, how you doing, everyone? What are you doing out there? Oh, that's right. You're listening to the radio, huh?
Hey, Jared. How you doing, darling?
Hey, John, how are you, sweetie?
I am fine, thank you. I appreciate you having me with you here tonight.
Oh, my gosh, I'm super excited. I want to tell everyone a little bit more about you, and then I'm going to give you the honors of introducing our incredible guest. So tell everybody a little bit more about the characters you do and whatever it is you want to say.
Well, I appreciate that. I am a... First of all, I am a trained baritone singer, and I am a multiple celebrity impersonator. And I have been fortunate enough to be able to do what I love doing, and that is entertaining full-time ever since it's almost 30 years of my life that I've been a full-time entertainer, and that's amazing when you think about it, as this guest is. I mean, this guest is a full-time person in showbiz, actor in show business, and I got to tell you, when we talk about him, you're not going to believe some of the movies he's been in. Anyway, I perform all over the country, really. I do mainly corporate, private, rarely public, but every once in a while, they'll have something. And I guess that's about it. I mean, It's a strange existence, Jerry, because day to day, I don't know who the heck I am.
Listen, day to day, I don't know who the heck you are, okay? I love it. Do us the honors. Introduce our incredible guest.
Well, I wish you would have told me ahead of time. I would have really pumped this up, but I'm going off the cuff right now with my introduction. I have known this gentleman, and I mean gentleman when I say gentleman, because in this industry, you know, it's very cutthroat, and it's rare that you come across people that you not only like and enjoy, but they become your friend. And he's one of those people that he embodies all the qualities that I like to be around, that I like to have, and share my life with, is this kind of guy. And I don't see him enough in my life. And he's probably one of the most talented actors in the, at least this tri-state area. I mean, my goodness. And I guess I'll just leave it at that. I want him to really tell you all about the stuff that he's done and is doing. And it's my pleasure to introduce a very good old friend of mine, the comic genius, Joey Perillo. Hey, Giuseppe.
Yay! Hey, Joey.
Well, hello there. Well,
How are you?
Very nice. Very nice introduction. Thank you. I'm doing well. I'm recovering, as you know. I hope you hear me okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm doing well. Had a little surgery that slowed me down just a little bit, but I've been booking some jobs to pick them up right away.
Good. That's
and,
good.
I gotta say something. First of all, it's terrific to terrific and a little intimidating to have you guys say we got this incredible guest, incredible guest. I'm thinking, well, I sure hope so. But I'll tell you one thing. Johnny is talking about himself. Johnny, who I've known and loved for a long time. And, you know, and by the way, Johnny's talking about cutthroat business and all that sort of thing and the kind of person you want. That's how I feel about Johnny, because he's somebody I could trust. If I had a job and I can't do it and I want to give it to Johnny or I want to recommend him, I don't have to worry about anything. Nobody has to worry about any issues or any money or anything. It's just a matter of trust. Like, we became brothers over 35 years.
Yes, we have.
And I got to say one thing that Johnny left out when he was talking a little bit about himself in all humility. What he didn't mention is he happens to be the greatest live singing Elvis Presley in the world.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Here's another. There you go.
Joey, thank you. You're very kind, my friend.
It's the truth. And, you know, I've seen you do the standards as Sinatra and all that sort of stuff, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. But there's nothing really can touch your Elvis. And doing it live that way so you could interact with the audience and deal with whatever they give you, it's just the best. Jerry, if you've never seen him do Elvis, I'm telling you, you got to do it.
So
I've
seen him do everyone. Okay, he knows what I'm going to say. Not only is his Elvis incredible, I think all of his things are incredible, but even though I'm a huge Elvis fan and I think his Elvis is off the charts, my favorite is Rocky. I've never heard anyone even come that close to what this man does.
No.
All right. No, and this is not my show. This is about.
But we have to say that.
Jerry, you know I love you. Thank you so much. Joey, I'm going to go back to something you said when you were talking about me. You said something about how much you enjoy where you go out into the audience and involve the people. Do you know where I got that from? I got that from you, my friend. In the very beginning, when I first started in this business and I was introduced to interactive theater, like these little murder mystery shows, you were the king of that stuff. And I came in as a novice, and it was you and Lisa and Jerry and, oh my gosh, all these great people who were doing it for years. And here I come, and I'm looking to, and I'm scratching my head going, okay, I guess that's what I got to do, you know? So I owe that really to you, because you were the beginning of that for me.
Well, how about that? That's a real feather in my cap, and that makes me feel great. But I mean, you were just a natural. Like when we did the competitions killing me down on South Street in Philadelphia, you came in a show that was already existing. It's one where you got to deal with the audience, whatever they say to you, and you got to stay on your feet. And you just plugged in. I know you were scared to death because I could see that, you know. And then you just shoved you out there and you took over. It was just great. I know, and you want to say, but enough about me. But okay.
Yes, please.
Enough about you, Johnny. No.
All right, Jerry, take over, Jerry, because we can do this all night long.
So I hear a little background noise. I'm not sure who it's coming from. So just so you know, like, just in case, I don't know who it's coming from. All right. So now, Joey.
Yes.
I really want you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself as far as, you know, all right, I want you to start with when it started for you.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, and I'm going to try to keep my stories brief because that's not something I'm known for, keeping things brief. But,
okay.
You know, once I got in this business, and I got in it kind of late, and I say that relatively speaking because I found that so many performers that I worked with and came across, they've been doing this since they were 4 or 5 and their parents were doing it and all that. You know, they're theater rats and they've been doing this forever. And I did not come to it until, say, my late 20s. I was an English literature major who used to read Shakespeare for fun. And it never occurred to me to perform this stuff. I never even thought about that. And then I went to work with my English literature degree, and I went to work for Radio Shack, as you do. It all happened. It was Christmas time. I was working a store, and I was the only one working because it didn't make enough money to hire a part-timer. I was the manager. And it was Christmas time, and we're overwhelmed with stuff, and I just had regular customers waiting on each other, and everybody was just having such a great time. They were even ringing stuff up. I trust everybody. And everything, it was just great. And then at the end of the night, one guy stuck around, and when I was closing up, and he said, you know, that was a hell of a lot of fun in here tonight. I can't believe you pulled that off. And then he said, listen, I'm directing a play down at the Wilmington Drama League in Delaware. That's where I was at the time. And he said, I would like you to audition for it. And so I never thought of anything like that. So I went down and auditioned, and I got the job, and I did it, and I just kind of fell in love with, like, this is amazing. And the next thing I know, at the Radio Shack Christmas party, I'm telling everybody to come and see me at the Drama League, and one of the guys, a manager, comes up and says, hey, you know, I've been up at Candlelight Dinner Theater for 30 years. We could really use you. Next thing I know, I'm there. I'm doing musical theater for the longest time, doing wiseacre characters because I don't sing really. And then I started going to classes in Philadelphia, and I started meeting people who would actually talk about getting paid to do jobs. And I thought, you know, this is amazing. And the next thing you know, I moved to Philadelphia, and I started doing little jobs and ending getting background work on films and things like that, and I never looked back. I mean, you asked how it started. That's how it started. I never looked back. And I'm 106 years old.
So, okay, since you brought age up, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 70 years old.
Okay,
which,
so that's beautiful.
Which is all very well. Because, you know, there was a time in my life when I would have thought that was old, but that was a time when Paul McCartney was in 81 and touring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you are not old.
No, it's not old. Not old.
So, all right. So now let me ask you, guys, I don't know what's going on. Do you hear the static in the background as well?
I did hear that. I'm not moving. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not moving.
I don't know what. Okay. So now let me ask you something. Joey, when you perform, what's your favorite thing to do on stage?
think my favorite thing to do, because it's, I mean, I've done a bunch of movies and television, things like that, and I'm sorry that I kind of abandoned the legitimate stage early on, which I'm coming back to, but I did a lot of things, and Johnny has done a lot of this too. He knows what I mean. I do a lot of roasts. That's probably my favorite thing. You know, some corporate person is retiring, big shot or something, so they'll hire me to do a roast of the guy, a surprise roast. And I think those are the most fun, although it's a matter of a lot of emailing back and forth all kinds of people and then writing a script and then coming in and doing it. And I often will do it as this character that I do. It's kind of like a Columbo kind of character, if anybody remembers Columbo.
Sure.
And he's Detective Lieutenant Angelo Peccadillo. And I'll interrupt whatever they're doing and show my badge and then claim that I'm here looking for a certain guy. And then I will describe the guy I'm looking for, and the audience catches on and they know who I'm after. Then I make the victim sit in a chair. And do a lot of it. You know, is it possible that this is true, that you did such and such and all this, and that this is all inside information that people have given me? And it's generally hilarious. And I have never had a bad one of those in many, many years. That's probably my most favorite thing to do, but it's one of the hardest things to put together.
Well,
yeah.
Cool. John, what would you like to say?
I think that's where he earned the title comic genius, because he's so good at that. He would, you know, we would hire him specifically, like in some of my shows, if I have an interactive dinner theater program, like a murder mystery, I hire Joey as the detective and he'll do this character he's talking about. And
yeah.
We can all leave the room and he'll control the entire room. And that's what we love about it, because we never know what he's going to say.
You have left the room when I thought I was doing something wrong.
No, it's I enjoy that myself, Joey, because it allows you to flex your creative muscles, you know, and I love doing that.
Oh yeah, and that's scripted. You write a script for it, but you got to deal with what comes. You know, what the audience gives you back and what the victim gives you back, and that's what's really funny. It's a lot funnier than a lot of the stuff you write, as you know.
Exactly, yeah.
So what do you have coming up, Joey?
What I have coming up is I'm involved with a new theater group out of New Hope in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I'm involved in having put it together, and we intend to do high-quality material, although they're going to let me do some stuff. And what I'm doing next is, it's not a one-man show. It's kind of a two-hander, but it's an old, obscure, rather obscure Eugene O'Neill piece. So it's a legitimate stage thing, a Eugene O'Neill piece called Huey. It's like a one-hour 1928 stage play about this one Broadway gambler, low-level Broadway gambler guy, and a clerk in a hotel. It's just those two guys, and I love it. I've been wanting to do it for 25 years, and once I got involved with this theater company, I decided I'm doing Huey, and people are going to pay to see it at least one night anyway, and. So that's what I'm doing next. I'm working on that right now and hoping to do that probably not until the end of January or something, but that's what I'm scheduled to do right now. And in spite of all the things that I've done out there, I always regretted walking away from the stage, back to the stage. And honestly, when you're 106 years old, you don't get as many calls as you used to. For every picture coming up. In fact, the last picture I did, I was called direct by the casting director. She just told the film people, the independent film people, just use Joey Perillo for this. And she got a hold of me. It was for a guy who sits with his wife watching television at night while a bad guy comes in and shoots me in the back with a shotgun. and that's it. I don't say anything, but I was paid as a principal, and it shot all night, and I made a ton of money.
Oh,
and
God.
Yeah, the only bad thing is the character's name in the credits and on IMDb is Elderly Man.
No.
Yeah. And so I don't even have it on my resume. I don't want that on my
resume. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway,
okay.
That's to kind of point up the fact that, you know, you don't get called for a lot of things like you used to. But I was the perfect elderly man, and the casting director in Philadelphia has known me 40 years. She knew I was the greatest guy to have as the old guy who doesn't talk.
I love that.
Well, Mr. Elderly Man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You have a caller, Jerry?
Yes, we have a caller in queue, guys, for the elderly man. I love that.
Go ahead.
Hello, caller. Caller, say hello.
Yo, we're on the air?
We're on the air.
Absolutely. Yo, Jerry, I got to tell you, this show sounded very great. Just saying. Two guys, you know, you got Joey over there, you got Johnny over there. You're better than my two turtles, Cuff and Link. So I got to tell you, everything sounded very great. Very great. Jerry, it's John Thielen. How in the heck are you?
John, how are you?
Yeah, you know, I feel like $100.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so guys, say hello to my buddy, first of all, John Thielen.
Hello, John.
Hey, Johnny.
How we doing, fellas? How we doing?
Good, thanks. Good, good.
Just great.
So, John likes to think he's a comedian. What do you think, Joey?
Oh, he's John.
Gently.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear a little bit more material, but I mean, judging on what I've heard so far, the guy's got timing. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's the thing you can't teach. You can't teach timing.
Yeah, but you need yonis, too, so when he's got them, I can tell.
Yeah.
There you
and go,
baby. There you go. There you
absolutely.
Go. So, John Thielen.
I mean, I notice you guys don't come around my place no more. What, my place stink or something? You don't like my hops? I mean, hey.
You know, that's
anyway.
A pretty good Brad. That is a very good Brad Garrett impersonation. Very good.
Yes, I am Robert Barone and the Tony Bolognovich, all rolled into one.
Yeah.
Who's your buddy? So, oh yeah.
You didn't have to tell us that.
Oh my gosh. So, guys, John Thielen is also a radio show host. We met years ago through Hamilton Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing a show together on Hamilton Radio. Tell them the title.
It's called JT and the Jersey Jewel.
And where did I get the Jersey Jewel from? Brother O, right here on WBNN. We're using the title, Brother O. So, yes. Yeah, so John wanted to call in and say hello to you guys and do his nonsense.
Yeah,
and that's basically the precursor to JT and the Jersey Jewel. It's nonsense. It's tomfoolery. It's general hacking around, if you will. Just nuttery, you know, if there is such a word. So we're looking forward to doing that. And I'm glad to hear about. In all seriousness, I'm glad to hear about both of you gentlemen and the things that you do. That's interesting. Good. Good information, and it's nice to know that there are others out there slugging it out and doing good things and having fun in the process.
Great, John. Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Great to be here.
Thank you, John.
No
thanks
trouble.
For calling in. All right.
Not no trouble.
Thank
we'll
you.
Catch you soon. Yep.
All right.
Take care. Have a good night. You know,
so, yeah, when he... Go ahead.
Joey, I just want to throw this in there because, you know, in the beginning, Jerry had me tell everybody what I do, and you talk about what you know, your favorite thing to do. But I don't think the listeners can even imagine some of the things that you've done, the people you've worked with. I mean, you're talking right now, listeners, this gentleman who is the host for the evening here, or the guest for the evening, has been on The Sopranos. He's been Homicide, Life on the Street. I mean, you had a recurring character on that, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah, Belzer's brother.
Yeah. Tell him who Belzer
was.
Wow.
Yeah, Richard Belzer, yeah. Detective Munch. Yeah. I was his brother, Bernie, a mortician.
Yeah.
And, you know, in one episode, I'm reluctant to give him a deal on a casket for a friend, and he comes over and talks to me, you know, quietly and says, you know, people would be interested to know about your brother, the homicide detective, and how your card ends up at the family of the deceased too often.
Get it? Yeah.
So, wait. I mean, okay.
I have to say something to you.
I have to interrupt you, okay, because I'm cracking up in my head about something. Here you are in these incredible parts that you didn't mention, but you mentioned the old guy without a name.
Well,
I mean, you gotta tell these people the major motion pictures you were in and the directors you worked with before.
Joey.
Okay, well, all right. And I don't know. You know, Johnny, you had told me once that I just don't talk about this stuff, and I guess I don't, but because it's going to sound crazy, but I never set out to be like in movies or television or anything. I was just looking for work. Here I am, and then, oh, I can audition for this. And there was a time when I got a lot of stuff. It was great. I got a great role in the movie Philadelphia, directed by Academy Award-winning director Jonathan Demme. And that was terrific because, well, among other things, I auditioned for a role with one line, and then the New York casting director asked me to stick around and read something else. He wanted me to stick around and read to be Denzel Washington's law partner. And I did, and there's a good story behind how I got that, and I'll tell some other time maybe. But the point is I did Philadelphia with Jonathan Demme, and after that I did several movies. Jonathan Demme's office would just call me and ask me if I would be interested in doing a small role in one of his films. The Manchurian Candidate I was in with Denzel Washington, where they just had a small role that wasn't even in the script. Jonathan just wanted me to be in it, and so I go there and they throw a microphone on me and I get paid principal money, and then a couple movies that he executive produced that you wouldn't even know about. He had the people call me for it. The movie Beloved. I lived in Los Angeles at the time, and his partner, executive producer, Ed Saxon, called me in Los Angeles and said, we're doing a movie in Philadelphia and Baltimore, and we can't think of doing a movie out here without Joey Perullo. So they flew me out to do that. No, that's absolutely true.
I believe it. I'm just laughing because here, exactly what Jerry said. You guys,
right.
You've got these credits that are like the Empire State Building, and you tell us about the guy with no name.
I did a bunch of these Jonathan Demme films and ones that he executive produced that people would just call me and say, yes, Jonathan said that you might be interested. I mean, it's kind of bizarre. Jonathan says you might be interested in doing this. You know, in the meantime, I'm biting my finger saying like, oh, yeah, I'll check my schedule and see. But
that's great.
Yeah, and then I started out my very first movie. Might interest some people is the original and best Hairspray, directed and written and directed by John Waters. And so I did that. And I was, you look at the clip now, and I got black hair and everything. I don't even know who it is. I teach classes. I teach kids, and I used to show it to the kids, not 9, 10, 11-year-olds. I would show it to them to impress them, and they would watch the whole clip and say, which one were you? Because I got black hair, and they don't even know who the heck I am. But anyway, so I worked for John Waters, and then he had me come in. I was in her, you know, in Cry Baby movie he did with Johnny Depp. I never met Johnny Depp, but I like to drop the name. And I was cut from that movie, but I still my name is still in the credits, so I still get paid for it. And then I did a couple of Night Shyamalan films before we went off the wall. And I did 12 Monkeys. I don't know if anybody knows 12 Monkeys.
I remember that. I was on that. Yeah, I was on that.
Yep, I remember that. 12 Monkeys. Terry Gilliam directed that. You know, he of Monty Python fame. And a very fast story about that. I had auditioned on my third audition for it. It was a Los Angeles casting director. And she let me know that Terry Gilliam thinks I'm terrific and he really wants me for this, but he just can't see me being a policeman because I'm only 5'9" and you know, small. And so I just told her that, and because this is true, I said, yeah, but this is a Baltimore detective. City cops are every size in the world. You can't think like state police or anything. And she said, yeah, good point. And it just so happened that Homicide was going to be on that Friday, and I mentioned it to Terry Gilliam that I was going to be on it. And I don't know if he watched it or not, but the next thing you know, I got that job. And that was pretty cool. With Bruce Willis, I did two or three movies with Bruce Willis.
Wait, so you met him? You actually met him in the movies?
I arrested him in one.
You arrested him, honey? He could arrest me any time.
<You know, laughs> I arrested him. And I can't remember the lady's name. Madeline Stowe was the lady that I bring through the prison to meet. Some people know who she is, and they think I'm very lucky to have worked with Madeline Stowe. But I don't really remember that well.
Wasn't she in Witness with Harrison Ford? Was that her?
I don't know. If it wasn't in the movie, Johnny, I don't watch it.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. So, listen, Joey, we have another caller right now, but we got to get back on that Bruce Willis thing, okay? Are you still friends with him?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm not at another time.
We'll talk about it. All right, let's take our caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, Jerry. Hello. Baby. Who loves you, baby?
Hey, baby. How you doing, Ken?
I'm enjoying this show. You know, Joe, you don't know me. I don't know you. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Not very often I ever miss one of her shows because she gets the greatest talent in the world on this thing. And you're talking with one, too, my friend John.
Ken.
We're about to start working together probably next year up around New Jersey and stuff. And so I had to call in, just say hi, and it's great to talk.
Well, Ken, why don't you sing it, Ken?
Oh, that song?
Come on, baby.
Joey will know that song, Ken.
Let's
kiss
go.
Me morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
What do you think, baby?
Capri's, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, the casinos.
The casinos. Okay. Well, I get them confused. Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
No, I'm just going to tell Joey that's Ken Brady, lead singer of the Casinos. Just so you.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
I heard you talking to
him. I'm honored.
So am I to be able to talk to you. But, you know, I heard you talk about age a minute ago, and I know all about that stuff because, You know, I don't get many calls. You know, the biggest call I ever get anymore is the drugstore calling me and telling me my prescription's ready.
Oh, stop it, Mr. Ken Brady. Stop it, I say.
I'm 78.
I get the same calls, but they say that that's no longer covered on your insurance.
You're right. Yeah, but I'm 78. I've been doing this since I was 10 years old, and I've enjoyed music and the entertainment business for many, many years now. It's been good to me, and I love it so much because I get a chance to meet and talk to people like you in the entertainment business, and John, and especially Jerry. And if people could be backstage to hear all the artists talk and reminisce about things that happened over life, they would be absolutely, somebody ought to make a movie like that.
That's amazing.
About all the entertainment and the things that we go through, the good and the bad, and especially in the silence of backstage, of course it's not really quiet, but just to be there to hear and reminisce about each other's stories. I love that. That's my favorite part of it. So,
yeah,
amazing. But anyway, it's a pleasure talking to you. I hope to meet you someday. Maybe when I get up there around New Jersey, you might be there, and we'll shake hands and maybe have some lunch or dinner.
I would look forward to that very much. Very much.
Me too.
Well, how about
well
me, Ken,
it just happened, and it will happen. Can John come?
I'll drive you guys to your lunch and engagement. I'll be your driver.
Yeah,
oh,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be our bouncer, Rocky.
There you go.
Yeah,
Rocky.
Don't worry about none. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, love you guys to the utmost.
All right,
thank
you.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks for calling in.
Everybody, Ken Brady from the casinos. Heck yeah, baby.
Yeah. He's a great guy, Joey. He really is. I met him.
Oh,
I met
so
him.
Sure.
I don't know, a few years ago, and it's funny. Can I tell that story, Jerry?
Yes, you can,
about
baby.
How
yes,
I met
yes,
Ken.
Yes.
I met Ken. I was hosting a show, which was a benefit for veterans in Central Florida, and I'm introducing all the acts, and I saw his name, and when I realized who it was, I was so excited.
Oh yeah.
And I got out there, man, and I built up this introduction, and we had a full house, and I'm saying, oh my God, I even sang the first line of the song that's in the Hall of Fame, that song he sang for you. And I said, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Ken Berry. I called him Ken Berry. And I got to tell you, he is such a gentleman, Joe, that he laughed it off, rolled right off his shoulders. He played with it. I mean, he's a real pro. He played with it, and I'm like, oh, my. And I just, you know, I hid inside my neck. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, that's how we met, and we became fast friends after that, which is really cool.
Well, that's really, I
oh
look forward
God.
To meeting him.
Yeah, he's a nice
they
guy.
Were,
he's,
yeah,
you
they
know,
were just here in Jersey. They'll be coming back.
Yeah, they're coming. We're setting up a series of shows, I think, around the fall, like in September. Some might even be in Central Jersey, closer to you, Joey, because where? You're near
Trenton.
Oh, my. Yes. Yes. So we'll
near
be,
Trenton.
Isn't that theater near Trenton, Jerry, the one we're doing, the Strand?
So that's...
No,
not
no,
far
the
from
Strand
Trenton.
In Lambertville?
It's in Lakewood. It's in Lakewood.
Lakewood.
It's not far.
Okay.
It's about a half hour, 25 minutes from Trenton.
Yeah, Monmouth County.
Yeah.
And then we'll be doing one in Manchester, New Jersey. That's up in the same area. So we'll have a couple shows. You know what, Joey? I'll keep you in touch, and you know I'll comp you into one of the shows.
Now you're talking.
Very cool.
So, yeah, baby.
I have a question for this guy.
All right.
So you've met, obviously, a lot of people that John had to pull out of your mouth. So you've met a lot of evil. So I want to know two things. This is a two-part question, okay? Who
right.
have you met that really impacted you, other than John, because I know John's the number one. Who have you met that really impacted you over the years, and who have you never met that you wish you could have?
Well, I'll tell you about one that I met that that made a lasting impression on me, and all positive, everything positive. But, lasting positive impression on me. Then I'll have to think about the other one. And don't let me forget to tell you why Bruce Willis doesn't call me anymore, okay?
Okay. So, oh, yeah.
And I'll try to make this brief, but this is one of the coolest things ever for lots of reasons. I mean, really cool for me, but for lots of other reasons. A kind of a life lesson, too, I think. And that is... When I hate to sound like a name dropper or something, but I mean it's all true. When I auditioned for this role as Denzel Washington's role partner, that they're considering me for it, and this is great. I'm just this little guy out of Philadelphia area, and wow. So next thing I know, I get a call that they want to see me at the Sony Pictures studio in Manhattan. And they want me to read that scene with all the director and every and all the other big shots at the Sony Pictures. They want me to read the scene with Denzel Washington. And
wow.
I'm flabbergasted. And they paid for a Metroliner ticket for me. Who the hell buys a Metroliner ticket? Who could do that? So
wow.
They got me a Metroliner ticket. Yeah. And and that Jersey Transit, it was $8 to get up there. You know what I mean? That's where I was. But anyway, so I got a Metroliner and I go to Sony Studios. I go. That's several parts to this story, but I'm sitting in the lobby there. Big, beautiful, spacious lobby, and this little short, bald guy comes out, smiles at me, and asks me if thanks for coming. Would you like some coffee or something? I said, well, yeah. And he's goes to get me some coffee, and I said, I can get it. He said, no, I'll get it. He makes me coffee, brings it over to me. He says, just be a couple minutes. I subsequently find out he's the executive producer on the movie Philadelphia, Ed Sachsen. I mean, the guy's huge, and he just brought me a coffee, right? I don't
That's
know
amazing.
Who he is. So then I go in this room, and there's all these people around there, Jonathan Demme at the head of this table, casting director, producers, all kinds of people in there. And then sitting on the couch, and I'm introduced when I come in, and Jonathan Demme, Academy Award-winning director Jonathan Demme, says, Joey, we want you to do that scene. Introduce you to Denzel Washington, and I figured out who he was. He's sitting on a couch there. And they want us to just do this scene as written, but just kind of improvise it, because there's going to be a bunch of scenes, which, by the way, were subsequently cut. But they were scenes where I'm arguing with him why he can't take this case. This gay guy is going to ruin the law firm and all that, all this kind of stuff. So that's what we were improvising there. But I sat down next to him, and when we're going to get started with this improvisation, Denzel Washington turns to me and whispers in my ear and says, take it easy on me, Joey. I'm trying to get this part. And he winks at me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You talk about, he immediately brought me down to thinking, shit, we're just a couple of actors, man. We're just trying to nail this thing. And
wow.
It was just a cool thing. And on the way home, I got this message that from Howard Shore, the casting director in New York. He says, Jonathan was very pleased.
I love it. Yeah.
I think it's a great story for lots of reasons. And Jonathan Demme is the nicest man in the world. He was. Every film you're on, everybody who ever worked on a film of his will tell you the same thing. He's such a wonderful man. He really is as sweet and wonderful as he seems to be. And he won't have anybody on the set who's not like that. I actually saw him in a scene he was doing. There's a bunch of background people in it. And he introduces the actors to the background people, and he knows the background people's names. He makes the background people feel like they're somebody, and he's not kidding. I mean, that's just amazing. That's just
so amazing. Isn't that what you and I were talking about in the beginning? I mean, you know, the humility of somebody in whatever position of life you're in, I don't care what you do, that you're down to earth, you're no better than anybody else, you know. I can sit and talk with you, I can sit and talk with a millionaire, I can sit and talk with, you know, whatever. And the same with you. And he's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I know you worked with him too.
Wow.
I wasn't on any of his movies.
No, you weren't?
No, I was not. No. I was only one I was on that you were on was the 12 Monkeys.
Yeah. Well, you know what, John? I guess I really couldn't tell who was on that film because I walked around with my nose up in the air the whole time.
Yeah, right. Guys, we have a caller or two, and then I want to hear about Bruce Willis. So let's take our next caller.
Hello, Hi, Jerry. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, Mo. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to support your show. I'm enjoying your guests. It's really, really nice to hear your stories, especially about being the Manchurian Candidate, meeting Denzel Washington. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what I would do if I met Denzel Washington. To pass out or something.
Honey, me too.
Well, I could tell you, I want to tell you this. I didn't have a whole lot of interaction with him because, you know, he's got a huge role and he doesn't have time to be, you know, hanging around and jawing and everything. But I did a couple pictures with him, and he is the nicest guy in the world. He is I'm really fortunate that way. You know, do you hear about people talking about somebody's a, like Bruce Willis has a bad rep, people don't like him, that kind of thing. I wouldn't say that. And Denzel Washington is absolutely wonderful. Not only that, he might be the finest actor we have or have ever had.
Wow. So, Mo, why don't you ask this guy Joey if he could hook us up, honey?
I know, right?
You know, Denzel's another guy who doesn't exactly answer my calls.
Oh, okay. Wait, before you tell us more, I want Mo to tell everyone about her because she's a beautiful woman on this network. Sweetie, tell everyone about your show.
Oh, sure. My show is called Breaking the Silence. It will be on November the 4th, and we'll be talking about healing from shame with Valerie Lemmy.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Nice.
This woman right here is such a beautiful woman from, listen, WBNN, I mean, we just love her.
Oh,
so
thank you,
sweetheart. And I mean that. And your show's awesome.
I love her too.
Thank you.
Rocky, what do you want to say to Mo?
I want to say, yo, thanks for calling. You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
I love it. You guys are great.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, Mo.
You know, Joey, I got a story, and I think I may have told you this story before, Jerry, but I was on a production team doing a corporate job in the Washington, D.C. area, and we were in our home base was a hotel in Tyson's Corner. So I get on the elevator, and the elevator door closes, and there's a woman behind me, and I turn around, and it's Vivica Fox.
Okay.
And Vivica Fox, to me, I was in awe of her when she was in Independence Day. I mean, she's done a lot of stuff, but that's what I remember. And when I saw her, I got like rubber mouth. And I went, and nothing came out. She said, yes, I am. Joey, I lost it, man. It was so weird.
Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful.
I can't believe I did that. And then she actually started, you know, smiling and chuckling a little bit. And I just, once again, I just hid inside my neck and I walked out. So,
yeah.
Well, that explains the whole Ken Berry thing, too. See what happens to you?
Yeah,
exactly. Now, Joey, you're
You've done a lot of millions. You've got to tell us about Bruce.
Oh,
you've
got
to tell us. I don't want him to forget. So why won't you answer your calls?
Well, and I don't know exactly that this is the reason, but it's something I'm certainly never forget. And this is I guess it was 12 Monkeys. Doing 12 because I did a small role in I don't even forget the name of it, a Night Shyamalan film that Bruce Willis was in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What the heck was that?
I got it right here, Joey. Unbreakable.
Unbreakable,
right.
Unbreakable. So, and that was cool. I remember showing up on a set of Unbreakable, and Bruce Willis, I was supposed to be his security supervisor. He's a security guard. And when I showed up on his set, he looks at me and he nodded to me. And I have decided that meant that he actually remembered me from 12 Monkeys. Who knows if he did or not? But I've decided that's what it means. But anyway, for 12 Monkeys, Bruce Willis was staying at the Rittenhouse in town in Center City, and he was having a party, and I was invited to the party. I still to this day cannot believe it. I'll tell you about another party in Los Angeles sometime too, if you ask. But anyway, I'm invited to this party at the Rittenhouse, and it was so cool because as we're going in, there's all kinds of bodyguard type guys outside just nodding to us, and somehow or other they know that we're allowed. So we go, and he's got this big room that he has taken over. Now, his thing then, as you know, Bruce Willis is also a musician to whatever degree. But he had a bunch of people at the party, not everybody. I don't know exactly why I was invited other than I'm a principal in the movie, and maybe he said, let's have all the principals. But anyway, it was crowded, and there was an he had himself boxed off from the crowd, is what I'm getting at, with three big tables, 3 8-foot tables, and they had record players on them because Bruce Willis was the DJ for his own party. So that's what
why.
Now, I can see, he's a music guy, but also that's kind of a smart thing to do because he's the big star. Well, he can be back there with headphones on and playing with turntables and not be rude by ignoring people. So get that. That's cool. And so we stayed there for, the appropriate amount of time. And when I was leaving, I went up to the tables there where he's spinning records. And I caught my eye and he looks up and I just put my hand out because I just wanted to thank him and shake his hand. So he puts his hand out. I shake his hand and say thank you, and my hand banged into the record he's playing.
Oh, boy.
And a huge screech went across the whole 200 watts of...
Well, I get it. Now I know why you won't answer your calls now.
Yeah, he looked at me like I was the worst person in the world, and I just kind of smiled sheepishly and then just disappeared. But anyway,
oh,
that's
my gosh.
So
yeah,
guys,
really.
We have another caller, but I do understand now. Of course he wouldn't want to answer your calls. No, I'm teasing you. I love you, man. That is a funny story. But let's take our next caller. Hello?
Ms. Petito, how are you doing this evening?
Is this Tara Strength?
It is.
Hi.
I'm really enjoying the show, you and your guests, and telling all the stories. And I want to meet Denzel Washington, too. I mean,
Heck yeah, baby.
This guy's met everybody. Bruce Willis hanging out with everybody. You gotta get together, do something.
Well,
so guys,
when you're 106, you will have met everybody too.
Oh my God. So guys, I want to tell you who this gentleman is who called in right now. Okay. Not only do I love him, he's also a radio show host here on WBNN, but I absolutely love this guy. Okay, his show is amazing. All right, first tell them the name of your show. Let's start there.
The Know Your Rights Show with Tara Strimp, Spirituality, A New Perspective. I just talk about a lot of metaphysical topics.
I love it.
Yep.
But I want to tell everybody, and I want to congratulate you. I am so happy to hear this news, Tara. Congratulations. I love you. I'm rooting for you, baby. So, guys, this guy right here, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting in Trinity, elect Tara Strimp, baby. That's who this guy
is.
Wow.
Okay. Congratulations there, Terrence.
She makes it sound like it's so much more than what it is. But thank you, Jerry.
Oh, really?
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
You deserve it. And, oh, my goodness. And listen, you know what? It is more than what you're making it sound like it is. So honor this.
I appreciate it.
This is amazing, baby. You deserve it.
I appreciate it.
You're obviously doing something right, my friend.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Yes, yes. But listen,
good for you.
Listen, if I did it, it's because of these Hall of Famers I have around me. And, of course, Jerry Petito is one of them. And I'm just calling
to
support the show. Yeah, she's outstanding. You guys know she's the hardest working person you probably have been around. And I'm really enjoying the show. It's a lot of fun. That guy really sounds like Rocky, by the way. He really sounds like Rocky.
Hey, what are you
that
talking
guy
about?
Right
what
there.
Are you talking about? Like, come on, really?
And it's a funny show. It's a funny show as always. And I really enjoy your show, Terry. And Jerry, you're doing an outstanding job as usual. You and your guests are highly entertaining.
Oh,
this is interesting.
Thank
so
you,
I just want to call in and give my support.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thanks,
you.
Terrence. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Terrence.
And congratulations, honey. Yes. Terrence Strength, everybody. I just love this guy. So,
So
John,
Joey,
what else would you like to say to Joey? Yes.
Well, I want Joey to tout, his current position in the entertainment industry as acting instructor and coach and all that stuff, and maybe he can get his information out to some of the people.
Okay.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Sure.
I'm an acting teacher and have been for a long, long time. I teach for other people, in Philadelphia. People hire me and here and there, and I taught all over the place. But I have my own classes. That's all I'm doing now is my own. But since COVID shut a lot of things down and then once I was able to resume my own private class in Bucks County, I did, and that's all I'm doing now, although I'm expanding it. But so I teach in Lower Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Some of your listeners may not know where that is. If it's about 30 miles north of Philadelphia along the Delaware River. And I'm not teaching kids anymore. No reason other than I don't want to, but I'm going to start up a beginner's class in the fall or maybe in January or something, because I have a scene study class that's been going on for about 5 or 6 years. Same people have been doing it with me for 5 or 6 years. I get some here and there coming in, but they have to be experienced. So I decided to have a beginner's class starting. So anyway, the information about them is in my egregiously not up-to-date website, which is joeyperillo.com. JOEYP as in Paul, ERILLO.com. And that has my resume on it and then just some things about classes. But I revamped the whole thing because I'm really just interested in the classes. Especially since, as I told Gary, at my advanced age, I joined the fire company, and I'm now a sworn fire police officer, which is
fun.
Wow.
You're also a hero.
I'm on fire calls all hours of the day and night, and mostly fire police deal with traffic and crowd control, though we don't really have big fires, but a lot of car accidents, and you got to take care of traffic. So, I mean, it's pretty cool, but it's very different than anything I've ever done, and I don't know what exactly possessed me to do it, but I'm doing that. So that you ask what I'm doing, that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching and have my classes. I got UE coming up that I'm going to do as a bus and truck show, so I'm going to be able to take it wherever you need it. And as soon as my hip heals, I'm going back to fire police. So there you are, JoeyPerillo.com.
Question,
Beautiful.
Joey, about your classes. I understand, you know, you'll have class. First of all, you have to audition to get in your class, right?
No, I'm more interested in if your bank account is solvent.
I love that.
Well, you did say you wanted experienced people, so I thought you probably wanted – you would at least audition people. All right, push that aside.
No.
So now,
audition. But you know, if you just ask the people, you say, look, these people have been with me a long time. They're working on scenes and everything. This is not a class where you come in and say, teach me the fundamentals of acting. That's not this class. That's the one I'm trying to scare up now.
Okay.
Wait, so
John, hold that thought. John, hold that thought for 1 second. We have another caller, and then Mike is yours. All right, let's take our next caller, guys. Hello.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we slap box off-duty police officers when they drunk off Miller's.
Clef, how you doing, Clef?
Yo, everything is fabulous. I'm gracious right now. Yo, well, check this, right? Hey, Jer, check this out. I got a quick question for Joey.
Yeah.
Hey Joey, listen, right? As a younger version of yourself, who would you consider, you know, your most prominent influences in the industry here? Like who when you were younger, who would you try to imitate? Who was your hero? Who was the go to? Who was the goat at the time? You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
you mean as an actor, you mean?
Yeah.
When you were younger, he wants to know. Like when you were younger
coming up, you know, who would you, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to say idolize, but kind of utilize as influence, you know what I'm saying? That's how I would like to put it.
Well, I don't know how much it would be about when I was younger, because as I had said, I didn't really get into this business until I was already too old to be in it. But I always... Until I met Denzel Washington, until I actually and saw his work, I thought and still do that Robert De Niro is the greatest.
Oh, okay.
Robert De Niro. Righteous. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Al Pacino has done some great work, but he's not consistently great. I my opinion, I think Robert De Niro is a god. Okay, there you go.
Gold.
He's up there with Denzel Washington.
Gold, I agree. Gold, I agree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Listen, tell everyone when your show is. I love this guy, by the way, this guy, Clef. Tell everyone when your show is.
I love him now, too.
Yo, I believe I'm coming up on a second hit. You know what I'm saying? You know, after my man, the night of Michael Myers and Jamie Lee Curtis, favorite night, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple days after that. Clef One will be appearing in the mist, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But check this out, y'all. I love y'all. You know what I mean? I'm just tapping in. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we crash the backboards on our baby moms. Check your satellites.
I love this guy. Love you, Clef. Thank you. Guys, we also have another caller. Let's take our next caller. He cracked me up. Okay.
All right. Hey, Jerry, how are you? It's Dr. Chinchilla J, WBNN Commissioner. How are you tonight?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I am fine. Just listening to your show and enjoying it and your guest, Joey Perillo. Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I just want to also right now congratulate you, Jerry Petito, as
International
Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting and trainee and lifetime achiever, Jerry Petito, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 64th all-time and personal best, 13 consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations, Jerry.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for giving me that honor. And it's all because of my guests right here, too. John Mumford and Joe Perillo, thank you for making this happen. We did it together, guys.
Yes, I think we
did it together.
John Mumford left about 10 minutes ago.
Listen, when I heard
Robert De Niro, I had to come and say hello to Giuseppe. Quesadilla, Giuseppe.
Oh, my goodness. So, Dr. Chinchilla, are you still there, sweetheart?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Tell everyone about your show. And well, you do one every week, right?
Yes, every Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Yep. News Forum. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and I deal a lot with wrongful convictions and different injustices throughout this country. And right now, for the rest of this month, we're talking about the midterm elections that will be taking place on November the 8th. So we're going to be talking about that again this Sunday, and some candidates will be on talking about their candidacy and people that will be coming on also that are against some of the candidates and people that want to see certain ones in, certain ones out. So I invite you guys to tune in and tell us about your candidate that you want to see in office or who you want to see out of office this coming Sunday, 9:30 p.m.
Thank you,
well,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. We all appreciate you. WBN appreciates you. Our commissioner, everyone. Thank you, sweetheart. So we have another caller, guys. Let's take our next caller. Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Angela. This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Just wanted to say hello to everyone enjoying the show. Congratulations, Jerry.
Thank you.
Not surprising. You are amazing. So, yeah. I'm enjoying you guys. And congratulations on all that you have done, sir. And I'm just sitting here listening. And you downplay a lot, but what you think is small, a lot of us think is so amazing. So just thank you for all that you're doing. And Jerry, you have some amazing guests all the time. You never cease to amaze us, and you are just the same way. So I just, y'all humbleness, it just speaks volume for just who you guys are and the things that you guys do. So I can just imagine how many lives you guys are impacting. So thank you all for just being transparent and just being who you are.
Well,
wow,
don't go anywhere, girl. Don't go anywhere, girl, because this humble lady right here, okay, she's an incredible guest on WBNN as well. And you are tomorrow night, correct?
I am. I will be on tomorrow night. I'm always behind you.
Yep. So tell them the name of your show.
So my show is called Walking in Purpose with Angela.
And what
I
she
was,
uses. Wait, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to have some amazing guests on, like always. yeah, walking in purpose. They are definitely okay. walking in purpose, so they're going to be sharing their journeys. So if you guys can, please tune in and chime in on the conversation. My topic tomorrow, we're continuing the conversation. We're talking about the state of the black race. Will you compromise or will you stand on the truth? We're talking about the truth. If
beautiful.
You guys can tune in.
So what I want to say is this. So she's on after me, and most of the time this lady steals my crown, okay? So I have the crown tonight, okay? But most of the time this lady will steal it, okay? So, and I hope you steal my crown tomorrow night, Angela. Thank you, sweetheart.
What a pleasure talking to you.
Beautiful.
Yes, thanks for calling, Angela. Good luck to you, dear.
Oh, beautiful. So, John, you were trying to get a question in or something you were trying to say to Joey. And so
about his instructing coach information. So when somebody wants to come to you for classes or whatever it is it a month, 2 months, 3 months?
Well, I started them out years ago. It was going to be like when I work for somebody in Philadelphia and they'll have like an 8-week class or something and they pay for it and I'm the teacher and I just get paid to be the teacher.
Right.
When I've done my own classes, I tried to do that, but it doesn't really work. I get such a disparate group of people. They have real jobs. Some of them are interested in becoming great actor and getting in plays. Some of them are not. They're just interested because they find it fun. So it ends up the class is just an ongoing class. I have the same core group of people, and then sometimes they can't be in it for a while because they have a show they're doing or, you know, they get sick or something. But then they come back. And then other people come in that I'll meet somewhere, and they want to be in a class. They have some experience, and they fit right in. So it's been a fluid class for probably 12 years here in Bucks County.
Well, so there's basically no contract. They can come and go as they please, right?
Yeah, which is not always the best thing, you know. When you've worked out,
right?
You have seen work with people, and then that you know they let you know they can't come tonight, and then I got a partner with no, you know, their partner doesn't have somebody, so I got to scurry a little bit. But it worked out for the best that way. And you had mentioned coaching. There are some people that they're professionals who, when they get a big audition, they'll call on me to work with them on the sides that they get, the piece they're going to do for the audition. And I got to say, I'm pretty damn good at this stuff, and people keep using me for that. And there are people with, major league projects.
That was my next question. Do you work with people privately for specific roles, just like what you're talking about? And obviously you do. So that's great.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it that way, because only for specific things, because there have been people who've said they'd like to learn how to act or something. They don't want to be in a class. And I just say, look, I want your money, but you're not going to learn that way. I need you to be in a class. And sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. But I only do coaching on somebody who has a project or an audition they want to do. And if they have no experience at all, I really don't want to do it. Plus, I'm expensive when you take something like that, relatively speaking. You know, if I tell you it's going to cost you $100 and you're just kind of playing around with this, you know, you're going to think, what are you, nuts?
Right.
But, you know,
right.
If you're auditioning to be, you know, for a co-starring role in a Netflix show, it's worth it to you.
Of course.
Right.
I agree. Anyway, that's what I wanted to get out, you know. And are your prices on your website, or do you just call you and find out?
Yeah, just call and find out, because also that's when I can explain about how it works. And if you don't think you can come to all the classes, we'll talk about, you know, well, what do you know in advance you can't do? And, you know, and I'll make sure that you're not tied up with something that's going to hurt somebody else if you can't make it and stuff. You know, all kinds of things like that. But that's the money. And then, of course, I have people in the class. I guess I'll have to call them that they're there on scholarship because they haven't paid me. So I guess they're...
Well, guys, we have another caller. Wait, we have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, this is Tiana Speak, COO of Phantom Music and also Thieves and Honor Productions. How are you, Derry? And
hi,
and hello,
sweetheart. How are you? Hi.
I'm doing great. Hi, how are you? I have a question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think they were just saying
hello to you. Oh, okay. I have a question for
you,
guests. But first, I want to say, Derry, I just am so glad to hear your show, and you always, like, I'm always looking forward to who's going to call in, not only who's going to be your guest, but who's going to call in and say hello. Like, I couldn't believe the son of the person of one of my favorite songs called in one time. Like, I was just like, wow, you are absolutely amazing, and definitely legend is definitely deserving the title for you, definitely.
Oh, I love you.
Yes, you are amazing, and, you know, I'm glad to, you know, even though I'm not a host, I love that I feel family. WBNN is absolutely amazing, Brother O, like, all the hosts, like, everybody brings their unique, you know, flavor to the actual network. It's awesome, you know, but I wanted to ask your guest a question. I wanted to know, I was listening to him, you know, I was listening to you just say about, certain individuals are, you know, they're playing around with it, with the classes. They're not really doing it for fun. And then other people who are more invested. And I was wondering, what do you think is the best marketing technique to actually secure individuals who are actually more interested in actually making it a career? And then on top of that, if you have individuals who are just, you know, doing it for fun, what could be done to make them actually be more interested into turning it into a career?
Wow.
Oh, that's a great question. And I'll address the second part of it first. And that is a lot of the people who have been in the class have moved on to not necessarily career, but have gone into doing theater, not for pay even, but it's a big, they've never done anything like that. And, you know, they're 30-some years old, and they just thought they'd try this, and a couple years go by, and then they think they wouldn't mind auditioning for something, and then they get in it, and they're thrilled to death, and then they become theater rats and things. That happens, but I don't really get a lot of people who want to learn how to audition for professional stuff and then to go to New York and all that. And I think that, to speak to your other part of it, has to do with my marketing. I don't market it as that, but I could, you know, for example, when I was in class a long time ago in Philadelphia, everybody in the class, various ages, but everybody in the class was determined to be a professional actor. And they would work hard, and they would never show up not knowing their stuff. And you weren't allowed to be a minute late in the class, or you don't get in and you lose your money and all that. And nobody would be late. I mean, it was serious. I can't really pull that off now. And the other reason is a lot of the people might want to do it professionally or community-wise, but they can't because they have a real job and they never can do it. So I can't really, unless I market it as a hardcore professional acting class, I have to take what I get, which is okay. But again, as you figured out, you know, you get people who are in the class because they think it's fun or something. They don't have the same investment in it as some other people. And it's all a matter of marketing. I don't market it as anything other than experienced acting class and for whatever you want to do with it. But I would have to market it differently. But I don't know if that answered your question.
It did. I want to just offer you something, but I have one suggestion. It's possibly maybe you could also, like, I don't know if you have pamphlets or things, but maybe you can show them proven results of things like people who have taken your classes, you know, in the past. but I wanted to offer you something. So I'm the CEO of Di Bernardo Productions, and we have a film festival, you know. And I want to offer, you know, I know that I want to offer you to put your website on our, you know, our film fest, you know, website. So that way you can get more clients.
Well, that's very kind of
anybody that Jerry knows, I know, is amazing. So, I want to offer that to you.
I love you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And I'll let Jerry hook that up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
In terms of contact information and everything. Thank you so much.
Sure. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
And I wish you the most success. I wish you the most success for everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You've been very kind of you. Thank you.
This young lady is one of my favorite people in the world. John, I met her through Ava.
Oh, really? Wow.
This is Tiana, yes. Through Ava, yes.
Well, then maybe
Ava
we
Holly.
Met.
That's what I was thinking.
Of course, you know, I haven't seen Ava in a while. Maybe she was at that one of those first events where I was performing with and for Ava.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I love you, girlfriend.
Well, what a wonderful call that was. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it really was.
I think we have another caller.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey, Jerry, hey, how you doing?
Well, come on, baby, sing it.
You know what? Jerry, first of all, I want to say congratulations. And I have such a profound respect for actors. I mean, I'm always intrigued. Good to hear John Manfredo's tone of voice again. I mean, definitely a legend of our time. but besides, congratulations. Oh, I'm sorry. Did someone say something?
No, sir.
Okay. But it's funny y'all mentioned Ava. And you already know that I got divine love and respect for you, but I will do a little something for Ava. I mean, I feel like she's definitely an angel for all of us, you know. I haven't met her in person, but there was a question that you were speaking about earlier about certain people that you meet in person, and one of the greatest or highlight points of my life as a traveling man is when me and Hall of Fame four times, when we traveled there, to meet you and for you to be able to set things up the way that you did. And I don't think Ken Brady knew that he actually performed that night, if I'm correct, right? Didn't he actually perform with a couple of other artists up there?
Yes, with the Capri.
Yeah, he did perform. Yeah. So that's when I actually saw him in person. I'm saying to be able to meet great people throughout your travels is one of the best things in life. Now, I haven't met Ava in person as of yet, but as a person who stays energy and spirits and stuff like that, I know she's definitely an angel incarnated. So definitely want to keep her uplifted in prayer while she's going through, surgery and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not getting off the hook that easy. You are not getting off the hook that easy, okay? So first of all, tell them when your show is. We'll start there.
Okay, my show is coming up Thursday, and I'll be speaking about critical race theory. That's one of the things that I noticed that they don't want that passed, and they don't want that taught in public schools. So I'm one of those that like to cover subjects that a lot of people try to avoid, and that'll be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time coming up Thursday.
So
excellent.
This gentleman is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. Magic Man, and he's my Ebony Elvis, okay, first off. So would you like to sing one line before I tell them about your achievements?
Yeah, I would do this in honor of my friend, and like I said, I really, really feel her spirit, Ava. We found an angel. You an angel in our lives. That's for my friend right there.
There you go, baby. So this guy right here is also an International Hall of Fame radio show host, lifetime achiever. I mean, he's done it all as well, and very, very deserving of it.
and I love him, and he's been completely supportive of all my shows from day one. So, Huni Bakatun, I love you. You know how I feel about you as well, and thank you for calling in.
Yo,
hey,
Rock, thanks for calling in. You know how I feel about you too, right?
My gosh, it's been a while since I've heard from him.
So, guys, we're coming to the close of the show. We've still got a little bit of time. I want your final thoughts, Rocky. I want your final thoughts, Joey, and then I will bring my producer on, and then I will be reading a radio poem at the end. So, John Monforto, I love you, man. Your final thoughts.
I love you too, sweetie. Thank you. Well, you know, final thoughts, it's hard to just, you know, put an end to this conversation, but I'm proud to know our guest, Joey Perillo. I wish I lived closer to you, Joey, because I love being around people that I enjoy, people that I learn from, and people that I have fun with. And you've been one of those guys that even though I don't talk to you or whatever, I mean, years could go by. I pick up the phone and it's like a minute has passed, you know, and you've always got some wonderful things to say. You're a very caring individual. I love you, and I only wish you the best. And I want everybody out there to go take lessons from this guy. Believe me. I did. I did.
Well,
I didn't have to pay for it, Joey.
Joey lives in my town, John Monforto. Do you realize that?
No, he doesn't, does he?
Yes, he does.
Well,
Tell him where you live.
In your hood, anyway.
In my hood, tell him.
Yeah, well, I live in Bucks County.
Yeah,
right.
But you're in Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not far from where
it's
Jerry is.
It's not far at all.
What do you go to Scudder's Falls Bridge and you're there?
Well, you can go that way. It would be the wrong way to go, but you could.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I go
so,
over.
That's the only thing I know up there.
Bridge.
So, Joey,
I go over
final,
one of the Trenton bridges.
Oh, okay.
Final thoughts from you, Joey.
Well, I want to thank both of you for this opportunity, and I had some trepidation at first, you know, saying, what the heck am I going to talk about, you know, that kind of thing. But you made it so easy and so nice. I've really had a terrific time, and I wouldn't say that if I did, but I had a terrific time, and I'm sorry that it's over. And I just want to thank you again, but also I wanted to say something, Johnny. Along with what you were saying, I just thought about this the other day. No, I'm going to do this. I said, you know, I don't see Johnny anymore. I don't see him. And I thought about that time because, you know, when we do see each other, we're working. So we're not going to be hanging out a whole lot and talking deep stuff. But do you remember years ago, you and I did something for the South Jersey, I forget what they're called, like Event Society or something. We did it gratis. It was one of those things, and I asked you if you wanted to do Elvis. It was like this morning meeting, South Jersey somewhere, and
I don't.
But you and
I remember.
Chris Sumi was doing it.
I
forget the call, but I was doing my Vinny character, and then you were going to come in and do Elvis because obviously it's a great opportunity for these event people to see what you do. So that was good, but we had to cool our heels for a while, and you and I sat in the back, and we got to talking, and we just started talking about our families and our kids and things like that. And it was just so real and so nice.
Yeah.
And I just came to me. I said, you know, because you know, you're telling me about your daughters and things, and I didn't really know them, and I thought this is great. You ask about my son and. Anyway,
yeah.
I just thought about that today. So Jerry, you brought us back together. We've worked together for decades, but we don't really see each other like we would like to. And you've done this. Thank you.
Well, we have to plan something, all of
us.
Okay, we will plan it. I want to say thank you before I bring my producer on. I want to say thank you to both of you, John. Amazing. You know how I feel about you, man. Thank you for being an incredible co-host tonight and bringing me your great friend. Joey, you rock, and I'm going to be telling this story as an Italian for a very long time, that the guy told me about the old guy with no name, but not everything else you did, like with Denzel Washington, okay, Bruce. I mean, okay, I am going to be telling that story for a long time. I love you. I think you're incredible, and I want to thank you for honoring me tonight on this show on WBNN. So, guys, you know what time it is. It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Before we do that, he was supposed to tell the story about Bruce Willis and the reason why he doesn't talk or he doesn't, you know, whatever is going on. Talk about that right
he
now,
did.
Joey, before I bring on.
Oh,
he did he?
But he did. Yes.
Yeah.
It was because.
It seems like you need to go into more depth than that. You know, I mean, you held back a little bit, but okay, I'll let it go. I'll let it go.
once you ruin his record and destroy his party, I think that's the end of that.
Well, no, one thing I'll say, he dies hard. And on that note, my commissioner.
Wow. All right, what a wonderful show tonight, everybody. Wow. And to you, Joey Perillo, and John Monforto, it was very good to hear you tonight. Wow, awesome show. And Jerry, again, congratulations on your 64th all-time connection record and your 13th all-time best. Awesome, awesome, awesome. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com for our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned tomorrow for Walking in Purpose with Angela Thomas-Smith, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now stay tuned, right back at you now, everybody, with our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee and lifetime achiever, Jerry Petito.
Guys, imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you asking me to come along. It was something I had to do. Then Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. It was Beverly Nation Online then. Talk to you radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows were flying high. Then on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows was Jerry the Smartass because of my logos. Then I was picked up by my 5th one. It was owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, that station was named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. It was an award out of Germany for my achievements. It's true. You won't believe this one, and this one is also true. Then a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew. In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Aladele Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement without a doubt. He made it in. Then in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded, and it was done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be Internet DJ, oh my goodness, and producer for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthier, learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. if addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, That Battle I've Won. I'm not an addict. I'm just an ass. It's the title of my book. Check it out. You won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info, I sure do know. Tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.